WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Benigolia's early music was longer on concept than technique, ambitious but a little raw. Later, as his facility grew, his music became a bit more conservative so he could show off what he'd learned. Nowadays, he'll combine polished playing and wacky ideas with the happy result that you can't always tell where a piece is headed. Here's a bit of his tune, 218. That frantic bass solo, played by Ken Filiano, comes right out of the blue. Benigolia's albums get good reviews, and he just finished a European tour with German bandleader George Gruntz. But nobody will give him a contract to make records, so he goes right on producing his own. In order to survive, Golia has banded together with other self-starters. His trombonist, Michael Vlaktovich, has produced 5 records for his own label. And Golia has helped past and present collaborators make albums of their own for 9 wins. Its catalog now includes almost 30 records. By producing their own LPs under his auspices, they can keep costs down and distribute their records more efficiently. And by working together in various groups, these musicians have developed some shared attitudes without all sounding the same. Bassist Ken Filiano has his own new record out on 9 Winds, co-led with saxophonist and flutist Steve Adams. It's called Anacrusis, a quartet date with Golia and his drummer Billy Mintz. Like Golia, Ken Filiano and Steve Adams play music that keeps changing. Between them, Adams and Golia play 10 different horns on Anacrusis, digging into some unusual textures, especially when Golia plays his ultra-low contrabass clarinet. Golia's ex-guitarist Nels Klein has a new album out too, including some other members of the 9 Winds gang. But the difference is, Klein's album, Angelica, is on Germany's established Enja label. Like Benigolia, or Ken Filiano and Steve Adams, Nels Klein deals in striking contrasts. Between his acoustic guitar and a jazz quartet, or between Tim Burns' astringent alto sax and the melodic trumpet of Stacey Rolls. She's the daughter of pianist Jimmy Rolls. Nels Klein's major label breakout shows how far Vinnie Golia's good influence is spreading. But why Golia can't get a deal like that is a mystery to me.